yagande narodamoda jai samasande jayani lo prema dana karuna prajo jayani lo Heno Prabhu Gauda Gelo Acharya Thakur Heno Prabhu Gauda Gelo Acharya Thakur Heno Prabhu Gauda Gelo Acharya Thakur Heno Prabhu Gauda
Where are the saviors of the fallen souls? Where is my Swarup Damodar? And where are Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami? Where is Raghunath Das to be found? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and Gopal Bhatta Goswamis? Where am I to find Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj now? All at once they have gone to join Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, to reach such a perfect personality as Lord Chaitanya. I can only break my head against the stone in the anguish of separation. They have all gone off together in their own leela, pastimes. Narottam Das Thakur says, unable to obtain their association, I must simply weep. In the Gaudiya Math, when they say the prayers, Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa, they generally say the, before that, they say Nitya Lila Pravishta, which means that he's departed and now he's in the Nitya Lila. Sometimes that some of our godbrothers, like Achyutananda Maharaj, follow some of the practices. And, Pradyumna was saying that we could say this now, but Prabhupada never said it for Bhakti Siddhanta. But nevertheless, whenever you hear them in India, they will recite like that, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnupad Paramahansa, that this personality is now in the gone to the Nitya Lila. So that is very glorious, but we are left behind. So Narottam Das Thakur is lamenting. So I'll read as long as it lasts. I didn't have much time to hear these tapes. And then when we run out, I have something else. Prabhupada was talking sometimes with his son, as I mentioned this last night, Vrindaday. Vrindaday is getting 800 rupees a month from the BBT for travel. Kamal Krishna Goswami explained that he has experience of selling books and traveling. And he said the Radha Damodar party, they spent $5,000 a month for travel, but they sold $100,000 worth of books. So they should be at least 20 times the amount of expenditures for traveling should be taken in orders. But this Vrindaday, who has his own book company, and he sells Bhaktivedanta Book Trust books, but as a karmi, BBT is paying him 800 rupees a month, and he's nothing, no business. But not Vrindaday. Srila Prabhupada says, if he does not give substantial orders, then stop it. Kamala Krishna said, he's not giving any orders. And Prabhupada says, then don't give. Kamala Krishna says, you should get $10,000 to $20,000 in rupees for that much traveling, $800 traveling. Prabhupada says, so if he's not giving, then stop it. He should be satisfied with the stipends and live in that house. Like that. If he's not giving business, then stop it. The stipend we mentioned last night, that one of his last businesses in the world, Prabhupada was also tending to his family, his ex-wife and children, like his friend today, that they should receive 250 rupees a month and they have a place where they're to live. But not this nonsense loan for travel expenses for business that doesn't produce anything. If he's not giving business, then stop it. Tomorrow Krishna says he's not paying the BVT. Srila Prabhupada, I want that he has a stipend and a place. Do like that. I fully depend on, it wasn't clear, but what he meant was, I fully depend on his distributing books. If he doesn't distribute the books, then cut off his travel expenses. If he's not giving business, what is the use? Prabhupada is speaking. Tell him frankly, then stop this. Do everything very cautious. It is not that out of affection we should squander money. So use your best intelligence. And if he has not given, then stop everything. Let them have 250 per month, per head, rather. 250 per month per head and live in that house. That's all. This is final. Later, I think 5 years later, the stipend goes up, apparently to adjust to the times, to 750 rupees. Later there'll be 750 rupees for fixing. Prabhupada, that is later, but not now. Not a single price more than 200. Only my wife may get 500. Tamal Krishna says, she's getting 1,000. Then the conversation stops, and I've written down that you can then hear Prabhupada breathing very slowly. His breath is coming very slowly. I mean, these conversations seem like very ordinary affairs, but they're done over a condition where for Prabhupada simply to speak is great difficulty in his very last days. And these are his last activities and his last words, finishing up different affairs. So for us disciples realizing this, these are not just easy come, easy go talks, but they're all very significant. We can see the last instructions. But Prabhupada has said, he's described different activities in this movement as being parts of his body. It's like he used to say that Bhakti Goddard magazine was the backbone of ISKCON, body reference. And then the printing of books, that's always been his heart. He said, that is my heart. And he said that money is the bloodstream, because he needs money to operate Krishna consciousness. And so when somebody squanders money, it's like he's even used that expression that someone was draining his life blood by simply misspending money. And he wouldn't tolerate this even from his son. Prabhupada says, take the prescription. Now he's talking about the prescription from his doctor. He's had a series of doctors, and he's finally one last doctor is coming. So he said, we'll follow him, and this will be the last doctor. If he fails, then we won't take any more. Take the prescription and try to follow. This is the last resort. Tamal Krishna, don't say the last. We are never going to give up. Prabhupada then says, He appears to be hopeful, speaking of the doctor. Tamal Krishna, they all say your heart is strong, so there's no question of dying. And none of the astrologers say that you'll die. Prabhupada says, that's nice. Your disciples all say you will overcome this disease. Prabhupada says, the heart is strong. Then where is the question of tuberculosis? This is a wrong impression. The allopathic doctors had said that Prabhupada perhaps had tuberculosis. And he says, this is a foolish idea. And Srila Prabhupada says, therefore I'm not going to. Means I'm not going to go to those doctors. He has already concluded something he wants to prove. He has already concluded something, and he wants to prove it by x-ray and this and that. I'm not going to. I may die. I'll remain in this state under treatment of the Kavi Raj. These doctors create a situation, and they have preconceived what is wrong. So I shall remain in his treatment. That's all. Take a chart and stick with it. I'll not object. Is that all right? Sri Krishna says, whatever you tell us is all right. And then Prabhupada goes back to talking about his son. And Vrindavan, if he's not getting business, then stop everything. If he has to do business, he has to get cash and pay 50%. Stop it. Sri Krishna says, I talked with him in a nice way because he wants him to be satisfied. Prabhupada says, $5,000 rupees business at a minimum or stop. He's not giving anything to the BBT. That's some water. You can see Prabhupada is a real hard-headed Sankirtan leader. Yeah. Either produce or cut you off. And he even sets a quota. He'd have to make $5,000 rupees business. Or else why waste the money? Srila Prabhupada, we have given him a chance. Now stop it. Give him travel money. We have given, and Tamal Krishna says, we have given him this travel money for 2 years. And Prabhupada says, that man working as his assistant is plundering him. He's a foolish man, he refers to his son. Tamal Krishna says, yes, he's not very intelligent. And Prabhupada says, try to help him, but do not squander. I give you full freedom, as you like. But I wish that they remain in that house and each get 250. That's all. Then Tamal Krishna says, well, what will happen when after 7 years they get increased to 750 rupees? They may just squander it. Prabhupada says, let them have money, even if they squander it. As long as our capital is not touched. Somehow this money is not coming out of ISKCON, it's coming out of, I think the government will allow, you know, our society can't use money for any private businesses or private individuals because we're a religious movement. But this is arranged that it's all right, it's coming from him for his family members. So he's saying, it's not ISKCON's money, so I don't even care if they misspend it, that's their business. It's not our capital will not be touched. Then Prabhupada says to Tamal Krishna, you are so intelligent boy, you control it, otherwise stop. Thank you very much. Better later than never. And he's talking now again about the doctor. And then Prabhupada apparently wants to finish the conversation. The devotees there, they say, Jai. Prabhupada says, Jai, all glories. Then I have another day's talk with Swarup Damodar came in and he was telling Prabhupada about a news release about their Bhakti Vedanta Institute conference. Prabhupada referred to it as a new light. It is a new light, Bhakti Vedanta Institute. Swarup Damodar says, I'm trying to present a paper at an international conference on Life Comes from Matter. Someone asked D.R., I don't know who that is. Someone asked, the doctor asked, Prabhupada, did you rest at night? Prabhupada says, at the end of the night. And then there's discussion about how much quantity of Horlicks Prabhupada drank. This is one of the few things he was taking. Then I have an entry. This is October 29th. The doctor had come, if you've been listening to this, it was like they were waiting and waiting for the doctor to come. Was he going to come? Finally, he came. So then they were anxious that he would just give a prescription and go back. He's from Calcutta. And however, he agreed to stay and exclusively treat Srila Prabhupada. Tamal Krishna said that they told the doctor in trying to convince him, they said, all of your patients together multiplied by 1 crore cannot equal his divine grace. And the doctor agreed. He said, that I know. I heard also that he said, I have some patients in Calcutta who are dying. He said, but I think that, he said, they're actually not important persons as far as this earth is concerned. I can understand that Prabhupada is doing the most important work. And everyone likes this doctor's sincerity. He used to go in the jungle and collect herbs himself. He's an Ayurvedic doctor. One time he said Prabhupada needed some medicine of some crushed emeralds, and he got in the car himself and he drove to Jaipur because he didn't want to trust somebody else to produce the medicine. It may not be real. And he came back with that medicine. They said that sometimes he was staying up at night, all night, just thinking in a medical way or for inspiration. What should he do? What was the best treatment? He was really absorbed in trying to take care of Prabhupada. But he said, I guess sort of professionally, that he had been called in too late, he said, if I had been called in earlier. But that's Krishna's arrangement. But at least he was, these Prabhupada's secretary and servants, they were so disgusted with all these other doctors, but they liked him. And the thing is that Prabhupada had a dream that a doctor of the Ramanuja Sampradaya was treating him. And this man was Ramanuji. Then Tamalakrishna is talking about his conversation with the doctor. He said, the doctor was quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam to us, so we described to him how your divine grace is representative and incarnation of Srila Vyasadeva, and he accepted that. He has respect for Vyasadeva and for you. He knows that you are not ordinary. And he says, the doctor told us a story that his father was a big devotee of Lord Nrisimha, and according to his father's story, that he was once traveling with 11 men, Vaishnavas, to Bhadrak Ashram for Darshan, and they were attacked by some ferocious aborigine men in the north who wanted to kill them and take their money. So he said that they said to him, all right, take whatever we have and let us go. And they said, no, we're not Brahmins. We want to kill you also. So then he said that his father said, well, even a king, when he kills someone, he lets them have 5 minutes for prayer. Please let us. So he said, in that 5 minutes, then all these men, they very strongly chanted Nrisimha mantras, and suddenly a lion jumped in the midst of this men's party and ate two of the aborigines. So these men, they bowed to the lion, and the lion went away. The doctor told this. Prabhupada was listening. And then the doctor had also said that if one has a pure heart, Krishna can appear to him. Then Tamal Krishna was filling Prabhupada in on other activities. He said that an old disciple of his, Radharaman Goswami, who had left an association for many years, had returned and was shaved up. And he said that Nanda Kumar had showed up in Vrindavan also. He said, in this way, Prabhupada, everyone will come back to you. No one can stay away from you. And I have noted here, Prabhupada can be heard here and there, grunting acknowledgement and response to all of this. Even the story about the doctor's father and all these things. Every once in a while, I didn't exactly put in where, but he would, different things like that. He was listening. Then Prabhupada was asked if he'd like some grape juice. He said, I have taken in the morning early. They say, Prabhupada, we'd like to take you on parikram now around the temple. The weather is cool. We'll put on your sunglasses so you won't be hurt by the sun. And first they bring him some more grape juice and he drinks it. Then they talk how impressed the people are with the deities in Krishna Balaram Mandir, especially Radha Shyam Sundar. Then they say that Bhavananda reminded the others that Prabhupada himself had said last night, quote, there is nothing more fortunate than to be a pujari of the deities. Then a letter is being read from someone, some person who wants to open a dispensary in our Gurukula, and he also wants to give education to the children, the medical education. But he's writing to Prabhupada that although he wants to volunteer this, our educational head there, Dr. Sharma, was not interested. So Prabhupada said, and I remember his voice was particularly broken, it's so difficult to talk, very hoarse, but he said, ours
is spiritual education, not medical education. I said, preliminary health principles, that's all right. Well, he didn't like this idea either. So Tamal said that, well, he would write to the man that if he wanted to come, he'd give him two rooms, and in one room he could run a dispensary, but we weren't interested in his education. Then the last thing I have, one of the last things, Prabhupada is talking with this boy, very sincere boy, Rajjeev, his name is, he's a young Indian who's translating Hindi. He's very good, but after he translates, then this Dr. Sharma polishes it. But every time I've gone to India recently, I've met with him. And last time, two times, I've gone to his house. And he's sincerely very sorry now because Lord Prabhupada gave him a lot of association because he's really interested in the work that he's doing. At one point, he was ready to get initiated, but he's really attached to his mother and father. Jai Dwaita went with me last time, and he said, boy, this is a real trap. He said, Mom and Dad really got it. As Brahmacharya Sannyas, we're detached from that. But we could see it's like a play being acted out right before your eyes, this whole illusion, and they're just like, they just got him completely in their grips. They don't really own him. He's a spirit soul, and they're just two people. They're spirit souls, but they're in this complete maya that it's my father, it's my mother. And his thing is that his father's not very strict devotee. He's not a demon. He likes Krishna consciousness. But he's got his son doing two other full-time things. He works 8 hours a day to become an equivalent of a big accountant, and then he's studying for law exam. And the father likes, I said, your son is really doing so many things. He says, yes, he has three assignments. He was like real proud that his son is working himself to death. He said, he's accounting, law, and this. Jai Dwaita mentioned that if he had dropped any of them, the father would probably be the least disappointed if he dropped the translation. You know, if that's not so important. But the mother, she's nice, devotee. So this Rajdeep's illusion is that he has to stay at home because if he left, his mother, she probably wouldn't follow strictly. You know, with him there, he introduces the pictures and talk of Prabhupada and everything. So he feels that both his mother would then lose in the association of the father. So I said, well, but if you come to Krishna consciousness, you can save so many persons. Why just worry about her? But he cannot see this. He said, no one can understand my mother but me. Anyway, as a result of this commitment, Prabhupada asked him to be initiated. He has hair. And he said, but I will initiate you, but you must shave your head. And he said, no, I can't shave my head. And I wasn't there, but he said that then Prabhupada lectured him for an hour about this, how he had to shave his head, and that you're not surrendered, you should be surrendered. And but he didn't. He's really very nice, but he's really stupid because he didn't take Prabhupada's mercy. And then he lives in Delhi, and every weekend he would come in to see Prabhupada. But then he left the morning of Prabhupada's disappearance, and now he's really just so in lamentation that he could not get initiated. He missed the opportunity to be initiated, and he didn't get to see Prabhupada at the end, and he doesn't know what to do. Everyone's consoling him that because of conversations like this, that, well, don't lament because Prabhupada's giving you your life work, and actually just follow him, and you'll be following his instructions. So he's talking here in Hindi. The translator has the introduction to the Hindi Gita. He says, Dr. Sharma said the introduction could be called Antar Darshan. That's good, Prabhupada says. Antar Darshan? Good, Prabhupada says. Then he says, read it. And then the boy is reading the Hindi. Prabhupada interrupted the Hindi several times and said something in Hindi. One time he said, Sevan Mukhi Jiva Do Svayam Eva Spratya Da. They're speaking at length back and forth in Hindi. And then Prabhupada says, thank you very much. Then he says, let me hear the first page. And he says, the title. And he talks back and forth as Prabhupada hears the translation. Rajdeep is presenting the prince's proof. Prabhupada says, we hear him say suddenly, as it is. And Sarup Damodar says, that is there in all languages, as it is. The boy says that the Fiji has ordered 10,000 advanced copies of the Hindi Bhagavad Gita. And Prabhupada heard that. He laughed. He was real pleased at this number. They're printing a total of 100,000. The boy said, I'm not able to do as much service as I want to do. And And Prabhupada said something. He said something in Hindi, and then another devotee says, translate that. And he says, so whether this is something Prabhupada said or whether it's some verse or something, but he translated, he says, I want something. If it is his mercy, then I will do it, or I'll be able to do it. Then Prabhupada says something in Hindi, and devotees say, Prabhupada, there's, Upendra was, Prabhupada, there's no Hindi disciple by your side just now. Prabhupada was not able to see, and he thought that there was a Hindi devotee there. So Upendra says, there's no Hindi disciple here. There's an article in Hindi, and they say that they'll show it to Rajji. Prabhupada wanted to show something to the boy, but he had left to take prasadam. And Prabhupada says, just make it dark, and you hear a sound of the curtains being pulled over the windows. Then, last thing I have here is that Prabhupada is setting up something called the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust. He just gave the outline that we should have some charity trust where we donate money for improving the propagation of Krishna consciousness in Mayapur in the different temples. So the devotees, through Damodar and Samal Krishna, they made it up into a whole formal statement. And if you're interested to hear, I'll read you the little paraphrase of the points that they mentioned. One, to propagate Krishna consciousness in Gauramandala. Two, to propagate the consciousness of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Krishna. Three, to bring the Gaudiya Sampradaya members together and all humanity at large in as understanding themselves as part of Krishna. Four, to teach and encourage Sankirtan chanting. Five, to erect temples, schools, etc., and other buildings. Six, in the spirit of the previous acharyas, to cement relations of all the sister temples of the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Seven, to distribute magazines and books. Eight, all other things. Nine, the members of this trust are appointed lifetime, then when they meet once a year at Gaur Purnima. Srupa Damodar read this. Tamal Krishna said, these are the points. Prabhupada says, Tamal says, it is expanded from your original New York corporation, and on your initial suggestion, we will have a lawyer draft the document. Concrete example was that earlier we read that Prabhupada wanted to erect a little covered bookstall at the birthplace of Lord Chaitanya, which is operated by another Swami. And this way we'd sell Prabhupada's books there and give some improvement to these temples, which are kind of run down. Tamal Krishna says, I spoke today 2 hours with Vrindavan Day. Vrindavan says he has bad luck. And his only possible hope, he said, I have bad luck and my only possible hope is my father. This is the Prabhupada's son again. So Tamal said, I said to him, you're right. All of us are unlucky except for Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada says, guide him. Tamal says, your son, he said that he's frightened of you. And I said, we are also. Although Srila Prabhupada is lying in bed, we are all frightened of him. And then Prabhupada changed the subject. He's talking about this charity trust and how the temples are being run down. He said, for 50 years, they could not construct a mandap at the yoga pit. Then they said, Prabhupada, for this charity trust, which title do you prefer? Shall it be called the Bhaktivedanta Charity Trust? Or they named some other title. He says, I do not know. Then Prabhupada was told a little more about how the doctor is doing, that he's staying in room 31, which is the governor's room, and that he's being given nice prasadam. Then he says, the Kaviraj, while coming here from Calcutta, told the devotee that by Krishna consciousness, a mlecha can become a pure devotee, and he admitted that Srila Prabhupada's work is the topmost on this planet. So that's all I have for now. It's 9:15. So what shall we do? Okay. For Back to Godhead purposes, we're going to have a memorial issue dedicated to Srila Prabhupada. And one of the things is, I had an interview with Tamal Krishna as Prabhupada's secretary. I kind of conducted it a little bit like I was an outsider and asking different questions about Prabhupada. So first question is maybe not quite as interesting as the rest. I asked him what are his duties as secretary, but then it gets into all connection about Prabhupada.
Two letters, 15, you did this. Gave him instruction that now he was coming to the letter to the secretary. And hopefully the letter is coming from him himself. And of course, in the last 1 or 2 months, the reading of mail to Prabhupada became a matter of simply trying to give him pleasure rather than to inform him of the affairs of the society. And this means that there was a necessity on my part to discriminate over which letters should be read to him, and even which parts of the letters were read to him. Good news was read to him. Mm. The part of his correspondence.
I noticed that the quality got better a little later. I changed something. Anyway, that first question is kind of tedious. I'll see how soon the quality improves. Arrived in Vrindavan, November 10th, 8 a.m. Last night, Srila Prabhupada had a skipping of heartbeat and low pulse. This morning, just as I arrived, everyone was saying that the doctor had said it was hopeless. Prabhupada could only live 10 days. Everyone was in his room. But we have heard this again and again. Then at noon, everyone changed their opinion because his heart and pulse were normal. The doctor was amazed. He said he had never had such a patient who in the morning was in critical condition and then by noon he had completely become normal. He said the cause was that it was Prabhupada's own doing. There's no other explanation. Still, he is very weak and he sleeps most of the time. The end is imminent. Yet I, for one, cannot imagine it will really take place. Srila Prabhupada has defied death so many times already. But it is auspicious to be here and chant and massage His Divine Grace's lotus feet. November 11th, Kaviraj came. Srila Prabhupada told him, I will do whatever you say. He prescribed a certain amount of milk to be taken daily so Srila Prabhupada can gain strength. He said Srila Prabhupada's pulse and heart were good. He was optimistic. Srimad Krishna explained to Srila Prabhupada that since this new quota of milk was an increase, it would have to be taken a little bit, but every hour. Srila Prabhupada shook his head, no. When asked why he said it was too much botheration, Prabhupada said it is too much botheration. A lot of devotees were there at this time all around the bed, and we were just looking at each other and some were kind of smiling, too, that Prabhupada was just being so ornery, and we're all trying to, like, so-called save his life. said, all you have to do is take a little more milk. And he said, no. And he said, why not? It is too much botheration. It's something that, but there, it's like pride in seeing Prabhupada being so independent, and whatever he says, what are we supposed to do? But why is he saying that? And then the devotees try to convince him. like I was saying that last night, you have to really be into it and use your best rhetoric, but it can't be phony or he'll detect it. So the real experts were Bhavananda and Tamal Krishna. So first Tamal Krishna said, Prabhupada, you have no other engagement but to rest and take this milk. So it shouldn't be so difficult. Then Bhakti Charu Swami said, Prabhupada, all you have to do is open your mouth. Because Prabhupada, he wouldn't even sit up for the end. And he just opened his mouth. Bhakti Charu, what's the difference? You say it's too much botheration, what's the difficulty? Prabhupada drinks lying down now. Previously also, Tamal Krishna asked him to take some more. Since by drinking lying down, the tendency is to take less. Prabhupada said, you cannot force me. Then Bhavananda Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada, it may be a little difficult to take this milk extra times, but if it gets you strength, won't the little botheration be worth the good result that will come? Srila Prabhupada said firmly, though with a little pain sound in his voice, no. Very clear, no. Devotees had to smile. Srila Prabhupada was acting so ornery. There was a doctor seated at his bedside. There were all devotees surrounding the bed. But Srila Prabhupada refused to cooperate to increase his taking of milk because it was too much botheration to drink the milk. Then Jayapataka Swami started saying, of course, it's not just whimsical. You could also understand that to take the milk meant a lot of botheration means a lot of internal trouble would come. So he'd rather, or is this botheration to live? So to him, it's all like trivial considerations. If you take this, you'll get better. It's not hard to take it. You just open your mouth. He didn't even want to stay in this material world. So why take some milk? Then Jayapataka tried. And he started this whole preaching line that he said, Prabhupada Krishna called the gopis out at night to him. And when they came to serve him, he gave them some moral instructions and they felt they were cheated. He said, similarly, he told the wives of the Brahmins, when they came to him, that they should return to their husbands. So in the same way, we, your disciples, have come to serve you, but we feel that you are cheating us. You will not let us serve you. So when Prabhupada heard that, he replied, I am letting you serve me, but you will not come to serve. I am not denying you service. I wrote that Prabhupada referred to the kirtan and sitting by him, not the taking of the extra milk. The point is, you're saying, I'm not letting you serve you, but I'm giving you all opportunities to serve. So Prabhupada now is focusing on this other thing, which was so dreadful to the hearts of the devotees to hear him say this. But he said, I'm giving you, you say, I'm not giving you service, but you don't want to serve me. You think, he said, I am infectious, and you are avoiding me. He said this lying flat on his back, his eyes closed. His beard stubble on his chin, bony knees sticking out from under the sheet, but completely calm and steady in intelligence and the significance of his words. And then the boys all looked at each other real, wordless. Bhavananda and the others, then they added to what Prabhupada said. You mean, Prabhupada, that we can come here and serve you? You're not denying us service, but we don't come. Yes, Prabhupada said. You can serve me by sitting down 24 hours. Then Jayapataka said, but Prabhupada, I go away sometimes, although I don't want to. I go back to Mayapur because you told me to make thousands of devotees there, and I have to go back sometimes to encourage the book distributors. Then Prabhupada said to him, yes, but even when you are here, you do not come. Even when some of the devotees went there to Vrindavan, it's so hard for us passionate, restless persons in Western bodies to do such a thing as sit down and chant Hare Krishna for a spiritual master, that even when you go to Vrindavan, they get management talks or go here, go there. And so Prabhupada, we say he can't see, but he He knew that even when Jaya Pataka was there, he wasn't in the room often. So he says, even when you come, you don't come here. So everyone felt the weight of these words. We started another kirtan. I got to sit on the bed and massage his feet. He had increased everyone's reciprocal awareness of love for him. Everything in devotional service depends on our loving service to him. How else will we attain to Krishna? Not on our own power. Only if he puts in a good word to Krishna on our behalf. Suddenly Prabhupada said, the Russian government has admitted our books are for peace and progress. I read these words so glibly almost, but I remember when he said these, it was like each word is measured and very slow, like that. And horse. But he said that the Russian government has admitted that our books are for peace and progress. Then I spoke up and said, Srila Prabhupada, in America, the library parties are discovering many universities are teaching a course in ISKCON. And they're studying ISKCON as subject matter in new religion. And our books are, of course, the best materials. Srila Prabhupada made no reply, but he seemed pleased to hear it. Then he asked for kirtan, Bharadraj. Later, Tamal Krishna informed him about the Laguna Beach arrest. Prabhupada said nothing after hearing a thorough explanation of it. Then he heard that Lokanath Swami was in the room, and he asked how was Lokanath Swami. Lokanath told of the book distribution in many places around India. Prabhupada then asked him, he told different details, we're going here, we're going there, but he left out what Prabhupada wanted to hear, and Prabhupada said, how much was the distribution? How much was the collection? Lokanath Swami then told about going up north. And then again, Prabhupada asked for kirtan. So, stop there. So, tomorrow night we're going to start the class at 7 and show the slides. Prabhupada. All good.